Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. Shaykh Ahmad Danish from the Islamic House of Qom is over here to answer today's questions. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to show.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about the false claimants of being Mahdi. There are so many people who claim to be the Mahdi. And nowadays, you can see their footage on TikTok and YouTube. On, Facebook, everywhere, Instagram, okay? They claim that we are Mahdi. I am the son of this and that, or I am the descendant or the right successor to Imma, and you have to believe in me. And by surprise, there are some people who are believing in them. I don't know whether this is wrong or... they are funded or they're deceived by money or not, but I don't know. So how to prove that they are wrong? Of course, in my idea, they are wrong, okay? Because we have been given enough references. But how to, say that's right. How to prove that they are wrong and by what references we can say that they are wrong, Shaykh?
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So regarding this question of the claimants to be either Imam al-Mahdi, ajallallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, or representatives of Imam al-Mahdi, alayhi salam, so we have clear guidelines from the A'imma, alayhi salam, that, for example, we have this discussion from Zurara, who is one of the companions of Imam al-Sadiq, alayhi salam. He came to the Imam and asked that, Imam, if I come across a claimant to be someone who claims to be al-Mahdi, what should I do and how should I identify that these people are right or wrong? And so Imam alayhi salam said that you should recite this dua, which is a very famous dua.
Yes.
Allahumma arrifni rasulak fa in arrifni rasulak arif hujjatak. Right? And so this dua is a famous dua that, O Allah, please show me yourself. That if I know yourself, I will know your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And show me or arrifni rasulak fa in arif. So show me your Prophet. And if I know your Prophet, I will know the hujjah. Mm-hmm. That is Imam al-Zaman alayhi salam,
yes.
Or Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Because why? Because the purpose of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the same purpose of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the same purpose of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, ajallallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And if we know the purpose of the Prophet, we know the purpose of the Imam.
Mm-hmm.
And he will have the same qualities as the qualities of the Prophet. The Prophet was ashiddaa alal kuffar ruhamaa bainahum. Imam would also be ashiddaa alal kuffar ruhamaa bainahum. That is, they will be merciful with the believers, and with the disbelievers they will have a different way of behaving. And so what we can say is that the purpose of the Prophet is the same purpose as the purpose of the Imam, and anybody claiming to be a representative of the Imam,
yes,
would have the same qualities as the Imam.
Yes.
Because otherwise, how can you become a representative of the Imam?
Not supporting LGBTQI.
Yeah, because if somebody comes and says that all of those musallamat, all of those things that from the Sharia, the hijab is set aside, the namaz is set aside, the salat is set aside, the fasting is set aside, khums is set aside, and then you claim that you are the representative of the Mahdi. Why? Because I am the, for example, the wali of the time. I am the representative of the wali of the time. And so whatever I am saying is the religion. Mm-hmm. How this is something that was never heard of, even from the time of the A'imma alayhimus salam. Did we ever hear that the Holy Prophet said that because you believe in me, now there is no salat upon you, there is no prayer upon you, there is no fasting upon you, you should not pay zakat because you believe in the Prophet? No, never was such a thing was said. Did Amir al-Mumineen alayhi salam ever say that because you believe in the wilaya of Imam al-Ali or Amir al-Mumineen, you don't have to pray? Never was such a thing was said by Imam Ali. Never was such a thing said by Imam al-Hussein. Imam al-Sadiq is reported to have said that man istakhaffa bisalate la yanalu shafa'ati yawm al-qiyamah. That is, somebody who takes his prayers lightly, my shafa'ah will not reach him.
That's right.
So all of these are musallamat, all of these are agreed upon, all of these are things that the ulama, the scholars agree upon, that this sharia, halalu Muhammadin, halalun ila yawm al-qiyamah. Haramu Muhammadin, haramun ila yawm al-qiyamah. You cannot come and say that now I am the representative of the wali and I am taking aside all of these do's and don'ts, the obligatory things, the forbidden things from sharia.
Very much reminding me of the false claimants of the fake mysticism or new religious movements. Okay, this guy has come up and said, okay, I'm this, I am that. And come on, the son of Mahdi or the believer of Mahdi is going to be a defender of homosexuality. How is it possible?
Yeah.
Or half naked, he's going to show his footage, for instance, in the, I don't know, gym, saying that I am a fan of, for example, sports or something like that. So yes, these guys are funded, you know, somehow. This is really, really ridiculous for a person who claims to be Mahdi and then defending homosexuality or something like that.
Yes. What we are giving general guidelines to people that whenever somebody is saying that Sharia, you don't have to follow it. Because now you follow me.
Yes.
All of the do's and don'ts of religion have been taken away from you. You don't have to either pray five times a day, fast in the month of Ramadan, perform your Hajj, pay your zakat and khums, because now you believe in the wilaya of the representative of Imam al-Mahdi. These are red alerts or red markers for us.
Yes.
Never did the Prophet say such a thing. Never did Imam Ali say such a thing. Yes. Never did Imam Hussein
say. This is what Muhammad Bab did. He said, I am the Bab Allah.
Yeah.
I am the gateway. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Baha'iya came out of the Babiya.
Yeah.
Now funded by where? Where is their place? Israel.
Yes, and then you attach yourselves to these fad movements, for example, the LGBT movement, and then you say that we are very merciful, our mercy encompasses the LGBT community, and we are accepting of them, we are not condemning them. All of these things are red markers for us that such an individual can never be a representative, no matter how fluent talking some person is, no matter how sober looking that person is, no matter how many people he has gathered, how many good looking people
even some
are
of them
around
cannot
them.
Answer the simplest question in the history of Islam, okay? They do not have enough knowledge about Islam. This is one of the signs of Imam As. When he reappears, he's going to answer the major questions of the people. He's going to interpret the Holy Quran. He's going to have a kind of Hijazi sound of voice, and the we can say intonation of the Holy Quran. This is really beautiful about our Imam. But the case is that such people are false claimants. I mean, very much reminding me of some people like Kabbalah, of Osho, I don't know, even Sadhguru nowadays, he is very much famous, okay? But he even is not able to answer some of the major questions. That's right. So I think that there is a plot, or I'm not a matter of plot, conspiracy plot or something like the theory of conspiracy, no. But there is a plot behind all these, we can't say people, that by the power of media, they are going to dilute some of the ideas of the faithful Shia Muslims to Imam As. What better way than claiming that, okay, I am Al-Hassani, I am Al-Sadiqi, I am Al-Mahdi, I am this, I am that, I am Abdullah, okay?
That's yes, what we can say is that outrightly the teachings of such people tell us a lot about where they're coming from. So whenever a claimant to be a representative of Al-Mahdi, whenever they sow division amongst the believers, they say that, for example, we condemn the Shias for believing, or the Maraji, they start condemning the major personalities. So these are all red markers for us that such individuals can never be asking people to come on the truth. Rather, they are dividing the believers. They are being nice to the kuffar, the disbelievers,
That's
the
right.
LGBT community.
Mm-hmm.
So this verse of the Holy Quran is being trampled upon. Ashiddao alal kuffar, rohamao bainahum. That is, the true claimants of this authority will be rohama amongst themselves. They will be merciful to the believers, and they will be harsh upon the disbelievers. But we see that this is completely opposite to what these people are preaching. We don't have to take any names. But we can even know from the fact that these are inviting people to a path where people only believe in this individual and take all their do's and don'ts from this individual. Whatever that individual says is the deen. And whatever has been told to us by the 12 imams, whatever has been told to us by the prophet,
that's right.
Everything is being trampled upon.
Just listen to some of his big claims, okay? Mm. So just some of the biggest claims by this guy. Really, really funny. See, okay, let's just listen to that.
The successor of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, the successor of the Comforter Ahmed, the successor of Simon Peter, the successor of Muhammad, the successor of Jesus Christ. I am the true and legitimate Pope. I am the proof upon the Christians.
He is the Pope.
I am the son of the Muslims through my father, and the son of the Christians and the Jews through my mother. Now, O Christians in the East and the West, hear me and obey. I am a messenger sent to you from Jesus Christ, alayhi salam. Paul is false and led you astray. The church is corrupt and no longer upholds the law of God.
He is even claiming to be the true inheritor of the Christianity rather than the Muslims and the Shia Muslims. Really funny.
Yes, and
you know, and nobody's asking him that how much. Okay, with a black hat and the black suit, you're over there claiming to be the last savior of the world. So why aren't you doing anything about the people of Gaza?
Yes, and okay. We don't hear statements from them.
I haven't heard. I haven't heard too.
These are all red markers upon
yes.
these people. That,
as I said, just diluting the idea of Mahdi
yes.
in the world.
And good English, they can speak good English. People, the youngsters that are around them, they don't know much religion.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be easily made to believe certain things because they have
Definitely.
No knowledge base
yes.
as well. And so all of these things add to the fact that...
And also the lack of the knowledge of the people about our Mahdi.
Yes.
I mean, some people have historical deficiency and historical, you know, their knowledge about the historical facts are really low, even among the Muslims, okay?
True.
The Muslims and the non-Muslims, and they are abusing and misusing people's understanding about
yes.
their own facts.
And
That's
so
right.
okay. all of these things... are going to lead people, young people, to believe in them. But even a small analysis of their views,
yes.
their beliefs, will tell us that once they trample upon the Sharia,
okay.
for which 1400 years the scholars, the prophets, the a'imma have fought to establish this Sharia. If that Sharia is not important anymore,
yes.
this is not the mission of Imam al-Mahdi.
The fake, fraudulent Mahdis of
yes.
today as well. Thank you, Sheikh.
Thank that you.
That's very kind of you. May Allah hasten the reappearance of our true Imam, Imam As, inshallah, and then
inshallah.
Show the true hands of such false claimants to be mighty. Thank you much.
Inshallah.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. With me, Atta, the host of this program. For more information, please visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة أنت من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن